Hello, everybody. Welcome. I thought we were all doing this together.
Nope. It's all on you.
You did it for us. Thank you, Bryce.
Anytime. Welcome to the first podcast ever, apparently.
Yeah.
The first A Man and His Daughter podcast, also known as the AMAD podcast, minus the daughter and plus three extra dudes in this time.
AMAD?
Yeah, AMAD.
That's like my all my initials.
Is it?
Well, MAD is my initials. So just put an A and an H in there. Like
that's like nor close to your.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much the exact same.
So this this time is with three extra dudes. The next time will be with
It's only two extra dudes.
Two extra dudes this time. The next time with three extra dudes.
Yeah, and we're missing Cam.
We're missing second Cam.
He's got stinky old fish school.
Stinky old fish school all up in his...
And he's got the DiGrego school.
So, I'm Bryce, and...
I'm Cam.
Yeah.
And I'm Matthew.
Now we have to call you Matthew.
Don't call me Matthew, that's not my name. My name
and why
is...
Why did you say that was your name?
Wait, Matt, is your full name Matthew?
Yeah, on my driver's license, and my birth certificate, and my student card, and my
so yes, health card. It is Matthew. Okay. Yeah. Oh, hot dams.
That's what they call me on the internet.
Oh, hot dams indeed.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm guessing everybody's tuning in for the first time, whatever. We're going to be talking about whatever the hell we want, pretty much. A lot of movie news and
a lot of topics about things.
Yeah,
stuff and things. What's been happening?
You sounded auto-tune there.
Auto-tune?
Yeah, but it happened. That didn't sound like auto-tune. It but it happened. All right,
let's move on.
Let's move on from. Wrote down some stuff. Because Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley is on tonight, and I just wanted to push Matt out of the conversation.
Yeah,
he doesn't watch either of those.
I've never heard of Silicon Valley.
It's a comedy about people
so
who
good.
Code. It's really funny.
So if someone were to not know what that means, could you explain it?
Okay.
Yes.
Here,
do you want me to give it a shot?
You can give it a shot.
Okay. So it's a show.
Okay, so I'll give it a shot.
Where... So it's about this programmer, this web designer.
It comes up with this
program that everyone just starts freaking out because they don't know how he did it, and it's based on compression of files. So he gets this offer from two different companies. The first episode, he gets an offer from two different companies, and it's kind of just a start. So I don't know where it'll go from here. But
I thought you were gonna describe the whole episode in detail. Yeah.
So, at the start of the episode,
and then he says to the guy, and then he replies with, the second episode's on tonight, so hopefully it's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoyed the first episode.
Yeah, it was really good.
But it has, it has TJ Miller and Martin Starr from Freaks and Geeks. You know Bill from Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah,
he's in it.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah, it's a 30-minute
HBO. It's a serious action drama
about coding.
Hey, you never know.
You do never know.
You never know.
Sometimes you know things.
And once in a while.
Who knows?
Yeah, and then Game of Thrones as well.
Yeah, which is awesome. My dad was saying. It beat records for most people watching it live.
Yeah, it crashed HBO Go.
Yeah, but didn't he said Breaking Bad season finale? I don't believe that.
That's what I was thinking. How could it beat that?
Yeah,
that was so popular.
I think people watch Breaking Bad season finale season 5 or season 6, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
The last episode, I think people just watch that to watch it. They might not even have watched the show before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I don't know how. Apparently it was 6.5 million people who watched Game of Thrones.
That's intense. No wonder HBO crashed.
Yeah. And we were two of them, Cam.
Yeah, we were two of them.
And my parents were the other two.
Did they? But they didn't watch it during, did they?
Yeah, they did. They watched it upstairs while we were downstairs.
Oh, I thought they were watching something else.
No. What were you going to say, Matt?
I wasn't there.
No.
I wasn't watching it.
But you don't. You're not all caught up in it.
No.
You should, though. It's awesome.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, you got to get caught up.
I'm going to start it probably like Thursday.
Like right when school ends?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do anything else until you're caught up on it.
Yeah. It's intense.
Well, like, I might do my web design.
No, yeah, I mean,
that's,
like...
That's due the day before once, Thursday.
Once Thursday starts.
I'll do that. And
if you're doing your web design after Thursday, we got a problem.
School's over.
Grayson says he hands his shit in 3 days late every time, and he never gets a Dr. Marks, so we'll see.
Well, I mean, we'll see about that.
She likes him, though. She doesn't like me.
You don't do anything.
He's sit in class and play 8-ball pool.
Hey,
and then she comes over to you and asks you what you did in class. And you're like, oh, yeah, I haven't done it yet. And like, we're literally supposed to be doing it as like with her. I got lost.
I got lost.
I don't need to do it.
That's what I say every time. I got lost right at the start.
The one time when I played 8-ball pool in class, and then it was just like, I was so lost. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna be screwed for the final website. So Matt, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm gonna do great. You're done.
Yeah.
So I can do it.
Thanks.
Are you done?
Pretty much. Probably just like a little bit, final touches or whatever. But pretty much completed.
Mm-hmm.
The thingamabob. But yeah, back to Game of Thrones. What or not? What?
Ali's on Ollie is on Netflix. I might watch that.
Okay, so
never saw that movie
with Will Smith.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it either. What movie were you watching before you came here?
American Beauty with my brother.
A second time?
Yeah, I bought it on DVD today. So
nice.
Watch it on the big screen.
Matt, you watched The Dirties, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you like it?
No.
You didn't?
I liked it a bit. It was just like, I don't know. I didn't love it.
I really liked it.
Like when you and Lauren were talking about, oh, this is so good, and then I watched it and I wasn't that impressed. It was okay.
You could just suck a fart then, man.
Yeah, fart sucker. Okay.
Cam,
did you see it?
No.
You can probably watch it illegally on the internet.
Yeah, most likely.
You can watch anything illegally on the internet.
No.
I don't think so.
That's what the internet's for.
No, I think it's for writing exams. I don't know why that came to my head, because I don't even think anybody writes exams on the internet, really.
Well, we did
last
year.
Semester.
Did we?
Yeah, last year.
And the
Dayball's class.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. But I'm going to the DVD release party of that in Toronto.
Party?
Potty hottie.
When is that?
The 29th of April. So if you watch the movie before then and you like it, you should come.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to a Jays game on the 25th, so I'm probably not going to go back to Toronto for a few days after that.
So that's like 4 days before. I can't even handle that much Toronto. But yeah, Game of Thrones. Who's your favorite character? Who's your favorite character? Sorry, Matt, about this.
My favorite character is... Give me, like, 5 seconds.
Okay. So. Yeah, Matt. Well, Cam says his favorite character, and then we'll come back to you.
My favorite... Probably Hodor.
No.
You know, I'm really stuck on Jon Snow or... I can never remember his name. Is it Tyrion?
Yeah.
Tyrion. Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, Tyrion. Man, I see. I've like it. Just I don't even know anymore. I don't want to say I like them because if I say I like them, they're gonna die.
Mm-hmm. I like Joffrey.
Okay, get the fuck out of here.
And I like Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. Edward Stark.
Tyrion.
He's in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Ned, yeah.
Edward Stark.
Yeah, I like Tyrion too.
Edward, Eddard.
Yeah, Eddard. They call him Eddard Ed.
Stark. How far are you, Matt?
Like none.
Oh, okay. And you like Ned.
He hasn't watched an episode.
Rolling Stones top 40. Tell me about it right now.
So. Although he hasn't, he'd be picking all the worst characters.
Hey,
no, I pick two know. Characters.
Who?
He Tyrion.
Okay.
And Ned.
Wait. Oh, I thought he's a Tywin.
No. Oh, maybe he did.
Tywin's awful.
Yeah, Tywin's brutal. He's. I don't know what he said. He pronounced it wrong either way.
What's
Joffrey.
Yeah.
What's
Fuck Joffrey.
Crap. What's her name?
Cersei.
No.
Sansa.
Joffrey's wife.
Oh, I don't know what her name is.
Gah. I can't think of what it is. Super hot. Super.
Super hot.
Super hot.
What about the... I like the Irish girl. Jen Snow.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's pretty, pretty.
She is pretty, pretty. All right. So, Jon Snow, Kit Harington, is all about more nudity.
Yeah, he told
even
me
though,
that.
Even though he hasn't done it yet.
Man, I'm just he's like, really he's talking,
like, do it. Like, the women always get to be, like, naked on the show. Like, why? Like, there should be more male nudity. Nothing. Nothing yet.
There's male nudity.
There is, yeah.
Should there be more, though? From people that watch the show, should there be more?
A dude gets his
Matt,
wiener chopped
think?
Off.
Yeah, his dude gets his dick chopped right off.
So, yes.
And then the guy fries it up and eats it.
But it's not actually, it's just spoiler. A sausage.
It's just a sausage, but it's like, ooh, I got your wiener.
Just wiener. Kidding, it's just, a sausage.
Just kidding, it's not a sausage. It's his
Daddy,
wiener.
Would you like some sausage?
No.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm excited for tonight. I'm excited for tonight.
So am I, except I probably won't watch it tonight.
Loser.
Unless you want to have me over, Bryce, and then we can watch it.
No. Okay. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe you can come and enjoy my house. You too, Matt.
Otherwise, I'll just download it tomorrow and watch.
Whoa, not illegal stuff. Whoa, that was
illegal stuff. Whoa.
That was a good one.
All right. So what's next on your list there, Bryce?
I have, I don't know. Matt, did you hear about Stephen Colbert taking over David Letterman?
No.
Really?
You didn't hear about that?
Apparently, David Letterman.
I thought Fallon was taking over his time slot.
Oh no, my God! Where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you even in life?
Fallon's already taken
Fallon
over.
Fallon took over Jay Leno.
I don't have cable. I don't have anything.
Fallon took over Jay Leno, and then Jay Leno's like gone or whatever. And
oh
then,
wait! Oh yeah, I mixed up Letterman and Leno. Okay.
Yeah, and then Seth Meyers took over Fallon's late night spot, but now Letterman quit.
Why?
Or is quitting. I don't know. He's an old
he's
fart.
Not that funny, so
Letterman's a dick.
Yeah.
Letterman just seems like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Colbert will be good, I think.
So Colbert's taking that over, and they're trying to figure out who's going to take his spot.
I feel like that show should just not exist anymore.
No. Nah.
The Colbert Report? It's not the Colbert Report anymore.
It was such a great show, though.
But it's not the show anymore.
But they got to fill the spot still.
Yeah, with a new show. But they
unless
still have,
they just want, they unless they just want a... half an hour of black.
That'd be entertaining.
Everyone needs a little bit of
that.
That
would be
really.
A nightmare.
Everybody needs a half hour of black?
Yeah. I'll leave that up to interpretation.
Oh, my God.
But there were this. I heard someone was like, oh, well, that... Oh, shit. Well, I can't remember what his name is.
Oh, I got this great story.
Guys,
okay, here,
you guys
here
know,
it goes.
Do you guys remember The Love Guru?
Oh, Mike Myers?
No, yeah. No. It was the British guy that was like his manager.
Oh.
I can't think of what his name is. But he has
know.
A new show anyway, so he probably knows. Take the spot.
John Stewart, or whatever his name is.
John Stewart?
He's like, they don't they have like, they have similar shows.
They should have someone new.
They should just get like Rick Mercer.
Fresh.
Yeah, Rick. But then who's gonna take over Rick Mercer's spot?
Strumple up a little bit.
I'll take. Yeah, strumple up.
Isn't his show getting canceled?
Yeah.
Who? Yeah, it is.
Strombogopoulos.
Yeah, oh, yep. Oh, the, another thing that we should have added to the list was Tosh.0's producer.
Oh, yeah. Matt, did you hear about that?
No.
He got shot.
What?
He got shot.
The producer of Tosh.0 got shot and killed.
By who?
Cops.
What do you
do? Tyler was telling me, because he looked it up when we were at Chef Series, and apparently the producer's friend went like crazy and like took him and his other friend hostage with a knife or something.
That's and crazy.
He got stabbed and he was running out of the building and he was bloody and they thought he was the guy who was doing it, so they shot him instead of the real guy, and they killed the producer. It's fucking crazy.
That's crazy. That's so stupid.
Yeah. Because like, I'm guessing he didn't even have a weapon.
You heard about John Panette?
Yeah.
No.
That's sad. John. Yeah, I think you do. I think I told you last weekend.
The comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Heart attack,
yeah. He was a big guy, though.
Yeah. So I wasn't expecting.
I mean, like, not that he, like, that should have happened or anything.
I love John Panette.
So, on Fox News, it says an aspiring TV producer who had worked for Comedy Central's viral video-based series Tosh.0 was accidentally killed on Monday night when Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies mistook him for a mad slasher.
Wow.
Mad slasher.
Yeah, that's what they said.
What a name.
A guy that's mad and he's slashing people.
Man.
Fuck America.
What if it was in Canada? What would you say then?
It was probably an accident.
Oh, are you kidding me?
What?
So yeah. they get there, and the person that called said that he had a 10-inch butter knife, or not a butter knife, not a butter knife.
That's real threatening.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna butter you up so good. You just wait. Oh my God, butter me.
I'm gonna butter you up with blood.
Get you all buttered.
But anyways, so the guy with the butcher knife, they said he had the butcher knife. So. When the deputy or the sheriffs got there, they saw a wounded, bloody man rush out of an apartment with someone on his heels and open fire. And, of course, they hit him and not the guy that was actually...
So stupid, man.
Well,
I feel like there are way better ways to go about this. Like, about...
Well, if you keep shooting, you'll eventually hit someone that you don't want to hit.
That's true.
Oh, God.
The American way.
Yeah.
It is.
I guess so. Brutal. I watched Nick Cage. He was just on Fallon the other night. Like, I just watched him on YouTube or whatever. Man, he's a crazy guy. He has a new movie out called Joe or whatever, which I heard was pretty good. But it looks like just like mud.
I don't know if I go see a movie titled Joe or whatever.
No, it's not Joe or whatever, okay?
Just Joe?
It's just Joe. Just like mud is just mud. But they look like the... They have the same kid in it. And, yeah, it seems like it's the same kind of coming-of-age story or whatever.
Feels like a coming of age. Hear that song?
Yes.
Okay.
Feels like a coming of age.
Did you watch Eyewitness News of Drake?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was actually kind of funny.
That was good. He seems like a funny person who started from the bottom.
Yeah, when you start from the bottom, you just get funnier, so.
Yeah. Like, he knows all the bottom stuff, so when he started from there, he learned all the bottom stuff. Now he's here, and he's
learning the top stuff, and all in between.
He's top
stuff.
He
learned up until then, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Go Drake.
What?
Go Drake.
Go Drake.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go Drangus.
Go to Drangus.
Go to Drangus. But yeah, Nick Cage was talking about holding, like, a cottonmouth snake. He's like... I want to hold it, like, in my hand. And I want to... I looked at videos how to hold, like, poisonous snakes or whatever. And he, like, grabbed it by the neck. Like, a real, like, if it bit him, he would probably die. He's just... He's insane. That's pretty much the story. It's a bad story. But
oh, that's a pretty good story.
He held a snake by the neck that was poisonous, and he didn't even care. Oh, and also in the interview, he said surfing the waves of surfing Mavericks.
Surfing wow. Surfing wow, Mavericks.
Surfing Mavericks. Wow. Surfing wow.
So we got to have the great experience yesterday.
Of Chef Series.
Yeah. Chef Series and the Craft Beer and Barbecue Festival.
On Niagara on the Lake.
I think it was awesome.
It was pretty good.
Today was awesome.
You can check it out at chefwy.com.
Can you? Is it on there?
It should be on there. You might be able to find the links for it.
True.
Already?
Well, it was live
streamed. Well, we live streamed it, so.
Yeah, you can watch all 17 hours.
I think we only recorded the demonstrations.
Oh.
Which is still like an hour per demonstration.
Yeah, there was four demonstrations. But yeah, that was a long day. That was like 17 hours of school.
It was a long day.
Oh,
mine was longer because I had the stuff after.
Yeah.
All of the demonstrations are online.
Cool.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. They got bacon wrapped alligator.
Oh yeah, those ribs were amazing.
Rib contest.
Did you try the alligator?
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty good.
It was good. It was a little spicy.
Yeah, I wasn't too crazy about like the spices. Because if they like don't spice it, I don't know. I think they might scare people away from it. I don't know.
Here, let's spice it up so you want to eat it.
Oh, we actually have 6 hours and 16 minutes of live stream.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember Rin saying it was like 6 hours.
Yeah, and then Rusty's was longer.
Yeah, still no. Still not as long sucked. As Rusty's.
Do you guys?
The night, so shit.
Why?
Nothing happened.
Oh, like, yeah, there was no, we didn't get to go in the kitchen or anything.
Yeah. I just got a job. Like,
yeah,
at least you got to do something. I don't know why there were so many people there, though.
Yeah. I asked Brent if I was on. He said, I don't know. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stay then.
Yeah. At least you got to do something. That was... I didn't do much. Like, a few graphics made.
We just sat out at the table, and when any of, like, the 7 tweets that we put up came
you
around.
Didn't put up mine. So rude.
What cool times and vibes here at Chef Series.
Have you watched the video of the Black Hulk?
No.
Yes.
It was pretty funny. Hulk smash! And it's just some really jacked black guy doing bench press. smash!
Oh my god.
Pretty much the gist of it.
I was watching. Do you guys watch PKA? PKA.
It's like I used to. I haven't watched
Painkiller out here, whatever, with like Woody and whatever Wings and FPS Rusher.
Looks like I don't even know what it's on. Like, what is it about?
Oh, they just talk about random stuff. But they were talking about like Survivor Man and like Bear Grylls,
mm-hmm.
and how they go out in the wilderness and like survive for like a week or whatever. And they're going out for 5 days and like 5 days in the wilderness without any food or water or camping bags, like just like backpack full of stuff. Huh. And they're surviving for 5 days.
I saw the thumbnail for that video. I didn't watch it though.
We would so miserably if we did it.
No, I would totally do that.
I would do it.
5 days of water?
Well, you find water. Like it's not like
yeah. Like how do we find water?
A lake.
With your survival instincts, Matt.
Yeah,
fresh water. We just go stay at DQ Falls, drink the water there. That's clean, right?
Mm.
Somewhat. Somewhat, not at all.
Bring a... Boil it. Boil it. Get rid of all the bacteria. I think that'd be fun. Just like...
I would totally do that.
Hunting or whatever you do to get food. I don't know how you get food.
Have you ever heard of Furious Pete?
No.
Watch YouTube videos? Pretty funny. He does all these food challenges. And like, it's crazy what he does.
Like what?
He's the first person on YouTube to ever beat the sour, the warhead challenge.
What's the warhead challenge?
Oh, that's the
like
worst.
Like 200 warheads.
Oh, and like I can hardly eat one, man.
Yeah, his tongue was bleeding.
Why would you?
I don't know. It's like, he's nuts, this guy.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
He's the crazy as that Shoe Nice guy.
What?
You know Shoe Nice, the guy that eats anything?
No.
Wait. Did,
eats cotton balls. And
what the hell do you watch on YouTube, man?
It's what happens when you watch YouTube.
Oh boy.
You've never watched Shoe Nice. You've watched Shoe Nice.
No, I haven't. I don't think so. Okay. The only food stuff I've watched is Epic Mealtime.
I'm gonna most of you video Shoe Nice, and then you're gonna know.
Matt, okay, I'll watch have you after seen this. The sriracha chugging video? No. No. I just searched Furious Pete because I thought it was him, but I don't think it is. It's this guy that chugs 3 bottles sriracha.
I'd watch that.
He just has the most projectile vomit at the end of it.
Is sriracha like hot sauce or?
Yeah. You know the rooster sauce?
Yeah.
No.
No. Dude, bottle with like a green lid.
Country fresh for
soup. I don't like spicy hot sauce.
Oh yeah, he just has the most ridiculous puke.
That's gross. Yeah.
It's so
I did
good,
the gallon so. Challenge once.
He chugs all of these bottle of liquor.
I saw that.
And then he live streams. It's pretty funny.
The worst.
There's this, I forget what it's called, but apparently it has a hallucinogen.
What?
So chugs that, the whole bottle of this liquor that's like, has a hallucinogen in it. And
wait,
like,
liquor has what?
This particular, it's like a Mexican vodka or something like that, and it has drugs in it.
What?
I'm trying to find right now.
That's
okay.
Yeah, put the link in the chat.
I just put the link in the Sriracha Challenge in the chat. Just, you don't need to watch the thing. Just go to the end.
I'll watch it after this podcast.
Just watch the puke right now. Go to 6 minutes, 24 seconds.
Have a live reaction. 6 minutes and what?
Yeah. 6 minutes, 24 seconds. Go to it.
Okay. Hold on, Matt. Wait for me.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh God! Bryce, don't watch this.
Why? I'm already there.
All
right. 6 minutes and.
Oh my gosh.
6 minutes and how many? 6 minutes and 20 seconds. Around there. Okay, come on.
It's so gross.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Oh no.
There's liquid happening.
Oh dear God. That's so much.
Yeah,
does
it's
do,
really
does
bad.
It go for a second splurge? Oh!
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
all over
the same
his.
Guy.
It's all
Watch
over
this.
His toilet seat. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would he do
yeah.
this to himself?
It's the guy that he chugged like a 20-year-old bottle of Pepsi.
I'm gonna puke. Bad idea. Why would he do that to himself?
Oh, this is it's so gross.
Why would he do this?
Yeah, sure.
So good.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's the same guy that chugs a 20-year-old bottle of Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
What's Crystal Pepsi?
It was before we were born.
Oh, wait. I see it. And it has a vomiting as its thumbnail.
Yeah, warning, vomit alert.
I'm just going to forward to him vomiting.
He, like, pukes all over the table. It's at, like, 329.
At what?
329?
329,
yeah.
Man, when I did the gallon challenge, Cam and I, who's also going to be on this podcast, but not today, ate 3 habanero peppers, a spoonful of cinnamon, and then I tried to drink a gallon of milk.
It was 353.
And, puked everywhere. It looked like an omelet.
It kind of smells like an old man's nutsack.
Oh my God!
Wait, what?
That vomit's pretty good.
Which oh no! Why is he not like going to the toilet? He's just like,
yeah, he just hacks
he's like,
on
fuck it, let's do it on the table. That's just there's like chunks of like white in it.
Yeah.
I don't feel so good.
That's disgusting. I don't know. Oh man, that's gross. I'm done with that.
Top video featured is BL Beast Eats Cactus.
Why would you like that much?
Or
where's the puke? Where's the puke? Oh.
You guys have any good puke stories?
No.
Matt, you have a puke story.
I have a couple.
I have a good one.
I've only puked twice.
Oh,
you've only puked twice in your life?
Projectiles onto the table.
Matt, you've only puked twice in your life?
From alcohol.
Okay. And those are the only funny ones. Yeah. Okay, Cam, you have a funny one, then I'll tell a funny one.
I got a few good ones.
All right.
My stepbrother one time was like super sick, and when we moved into their house, we changed the attic into a couple of bedrooms. So they were living up there, which is far away from the washroom, and he just had to puke so bad. So he was running down the stairs full speed, turns the corner of the stairs, and just like runs to the washroom, gets to the front door of the washroom and just pukes. And our washroom is like really long, so there's like a washing machine, two sinks, and then the washroom, or sorry, the toilet, and then the wall, and he hit the back wall.
What? That's a master puke.
It was a massive puke.
That's gross.
It was brutal.
So did he get any in the toilet?
No. Well, he might have hit the toilet.
Oh, I got two stories as well. I'll tell the first one. When I was, I don't know if I've told you guys this story before. Like this past summer, when we were up at a cottage just like drinking at night, I was drinking this like weird, heard the story, yeah, I was drinking this like weird whiskey or whatever, and it made me like super dizzy. So when I went to bed, I was like laying down, I got like extremely dizzy, and we were like everybody was in bed. So then I run up, I was like, okay, I gotta go puke. So I go to the bathroom, I puke, and I go lay back down, and then I feel like I have to puke again, so I get up, and like Dave's in the washroom. And he's like taking a shit, so I was like, dude, I need to get in. He's like, I'm taking a shit. So I was like, oh no. So I go to the front door, and it's locked. So like I open the actual door, and then there's a screen door, and that's locked too. And I like couldn't find the lock for the screen door, so I'm like just pushing on it with like as much as I can. I'm like trying to force this door open, like try to run through a screen door. I couldn't get through it. And like I'm like, Cam, come help me. Cam gets up, he's like, we're running our hands along the sides of the door trying to find the lock, and we both can't find it. So I just like press my mouth up against the screen door and puke through it.
I think I've heard
the chunks
story.
Make it through.
No, but that's the funny part. I tried to catch the puke, like the leftover puke that didn't make it through the screen door, and once I caught it, I just threw it on the ground.
I got it.
All right, now it can go on the ground. It was completely pointless.
I made two kids throw up with one fart one time.
What?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I farted right on the one kid's nose.
You're an asshole.
My brother pinned him down. I farted on his nose.
What kind of person are you?
He wasn't even the first out of the two of them to throw up.
What kind of person are you?
There were four of us. Well, I was just dropping some beef stew on him, okay?
It's good old beef stew.
It's beef stew. So my brother pins the one kid down, and the other kid's just like sitting there laughing. I drop a bomb right in his nostrils. The other kid hops up. We were in a tent at this time. The other kid hops up, runs outside, pukes, and then the kid that I farted on runs out, sees that he pukes, and just runs and throws up somewhere else.
Oh, that's disgusting, man. That's just disgusting.
It was legendary.
I don't know if this is an actual story, but I think it is. If it's not, I'm completely lying to you guys. And either way, it's a funny story. But I'm pretty sure this happened. My dad, he had the flu like a few years back, and he was taking a shit probably shouldn't even tell this story. He was taking a shit like, you know, my two, like the small bathroom I have upstairs, where like the toilet and then right in front is the sink. So he was like taking a crap, and then because he had the flu, he had a puke, and he just like leans forward at the same time.
While he's pooping?
And does the double whammy.
Dude, I did that. I did that this semester or last semester.
What?
Wow.
It was a night of drinking, and I just had to go. So I went. I was sitting there, and then all of a sudden I was like, I was like, no, this isn't happening. And my sink's like just far enough away that you can't reach it. So I just leaned forwards and puked on the ground. And by the time I was done dropping what I was dropping, I had cleaned up the puke and was ready to go back to bed.
Wait, how did you clean it up when you were cleaned it up while you were sitting on the toilet?
Yeah, I just grabbed like toilet paper and stuff, wiped it up, and then like I could reach the toilet with my hand. Or
you're just shitting on the floor while you're cleaning up.
I could reach the sink with my hands, so I wet some paper towel and wiped it to make sure it was like nice and clean.
Man, that's gross.
It was so great. I felt so good after it, though.
I bet. You released everything that was in you.
Yeah.
I have another story. Somebody shitting his pants. my brother's friend was, I don't know who it was. I'm not even going to say the name anyway. But they were, like, on top of, like, a small roof or whatever. And they had to take a crap, so they jumped off, like, the roof. And when they landed... they shit themselves and then they ran home.
I saw a picture the other day of this dude that was running like a marathon or something, and
I thought the story was over.
He was just wearing these like mid thigh high shorts, so they were like half length of what regular shorts would be, and he's just like there's no doubt that he shit himself. And it's just, like, all over both of his thighs.
That's so gross.
And he's still running. It's just
he's like, maybe they didn't notice. And then, it's too late now.
Yeah. He just wanted to finish.
Finish pooping or finish the wraith?
Both.
A little bit of both, probably, yeah.
That's so gross.
Kind of got a poop right now after talking about this.
the first fucking podcast we have, poop talk comes in.
starts off okay, talking about some stuff, and then just
and poop. Then the poop
this is probably more entertaining.
Poop and
though.
Puke.
Yeah. Time
poop
to poop, guys.
I don't even know any other poop stories. I don't think I've.
I have good poop story.
You have a good poop story?
Yeah. It's kind of a short story. But it's kind of like.
Like, is it real?
Yeah, it's a short story.
Like, a novel.
I was like really young, probably like I got two pretty good poop stories. One's kind of I was probably like 4 or 5.
Okay.
No, probably younger than that. Like when you first start realizing you're not a baby anymore. I got
that's
really good.
That's not even fair. That's just like normal pooping
and
pants.
I didn't want to be a big boy, so I pooped my pants on purpose.
I could see you doing that now.
Yeah. I don't want to be
stubborn,
a big boy.
So. But after that, it was probably like I was around 10. Hopefully, I was that young. But I had to go so bad, and it seems like when your mom takes so long to get ready for work, like you're, and we only have one bathroom in my house at the time, so you're just waiting, and I had to go. So there is a old peanut butter jar, like. That was empty. It got washed out, and we were getting ready to throw it out. So I just placed it right in front of the TV. I sat on it, and I went to the washroom. And that's it. And then
you pooped in the peanut butter jar. You should have put it back in the cupboard.
Chocolate peanut butter.
Mom, I bought this new peanut butter.
And you were 10.
I'm pretty sure it was like I may not have been 10, but like I had to go, like it was not an option to wait.
That's so funny. I think I'm pretty good at holding my poop in usually.
What's
that?
I'm pretty good at holding my poop in.
Yeah, me
usually
too.
Pretty good, but you know, I wasn't good then.
I mean, I admit I've sharted a few times. Oh damn it! That's not a fart.
I had a chipmunk watch me take a dump one time. It honestly sat there and watched me. I was fishing, and we were out in the boat, and I was like, "I gotta go." So we went on shore, and I just found a rock, and it was the perfect dump rock. It was like there were like two different layers of rock, and one of them was missing a corner, so it was almost like a chair. So I just leaned back and put my elbows on it, and I was like, it was nice. And as soon as I start, this chipmunk just comes out of his hole like 6 feet away from me and just sits there and looks right at me and just watches me.
Were you guys best friends after that?
Yeah, pretty much. I gave him a high five and went back fishing.
I have a friend, we were like swimming in a lake, and man, he thought it was a good idea to like shit in the lake because like he's like so he like pulled out his pants and took a shit in the middle of the water, and like it just like, oh man, it was just brown the whole water, evacuated the whole lake. Well, just like our group of people swimming.
What happened? Did it just like float?
It just
to the top?
Shit just floated to the top. It was the most gross thing.
It wasn't.
Did you guys
the sink
have to go after chef series last night?
What?
You have to poo after chef series last night?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I had to poo so bad. It's so much meat. It's a meat day.
Pooped so good after all that meat.
Well, not really good.
Man, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot more poop and puke stories this summer.
Oh, I'm sure.
Definitely poop stories.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I poop, but yeah. Oh, man.
I got to poo now.
Me too. I got to poop. I could go for a good poop.
Solid poop.
Good solid poop.
Mm-hmm.
I had another topic. I don't know if you guys want to talk about it.
I don't know. How long have we been going for?
We've been going for 41 minutes.
Okay.
I wouldn't listen to a podcast that long.
So that was episode one of...
All right, we can end it now. That's cool with me.
No, go ahead. Whatever your story, whatever your.
It was just about Conan hosting the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh yeah,
which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, he's hosting that.
Yeah, and topic over. And
when is that? Tomorrow night or tonight?
But oh. I doubt anybody will watch it because Game of Thrones is on.
Yeah.
And the MTV Movie Awards suck.
Yeah.
Because yep. Divergent will probably win.
I don't watch any musical award shows. They're just so dumb now.
It's a movie award show, I think.
Oh, I thought you said MTV Music
Awards. I might have said that. I meant movie.
Oh, man. I got to poop real bad.
Yeah, we'll end it off so we can all go poop.
All right.
So, yeah, thanks for watching. If you guys are listening to this on iTunes, make sure to like our page on Factbook.
They didn't watch it. They listened.
Oh, my God. I'm pooping myself. This is another poop story. Seriously, I gotta poop.
Yeah, I mean,
all right. So, thanks for watching A Man and His Daughter, minus the daughter and plus two dudes.
Yeah, three dudes. Next time,
hopefully, we'll have the other Cam on here as well. These two of us might get nice
to share his.
Maybe we can have a debate on which Cam should be able to stay.
Yep.
Even though they'll both probably stay, but
we'll still debate it.
We'll still debate it. Yeah. Hypotheticals.
We'll pros and cons.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
And it could get really...